I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Some of the stuff that goes on between the segments is as good as the segment. I mean, maybe even better, one could say, especially when Conrad doesn't have a microphone.
Someday right? We'll publish a behind-the-scenes video.
The bloopers.
Right. But anyway, yeah. So, Tim, we're talking about the meat market today and all the proteins that we can put on the grill. And I'm going visually down from closest to your office to the closest to the cash registers. And we start there on that right end when you walk in is all the beef.
Yep.
And so what's going on in the beef market? All food is crazy escalated in price right now. And I know that you do the best you can to give everybody a value when they walk in, and you always accomplish that. But what's going on in the beef world, and then what do you see that's selling good right now?
The beef world is just crazy right now, and it's at pricing is out of control, and I don't see any real end like coming up. Okay, if we can make it a month, things are going to drop back down. It's just, I think they're just trying to keep those prices up, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So a couple of things. We got our Sobey Sizzler that we've talked about that before, which is a teres major actually out of the front shoulder.
Okay.
But that is a beautiful, beautiful cut. Flavor-wise, is about as good as anything. Maybe it doesn't have the juice that a ribeye would.
Right.
You know, I'm still a ribeye guy as well. But if you were to put that up against like a tri-tip or sirloin, you'd do just fine with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. So if you're just tuning in, that this is Tim from Sobey Meats, proprietor, butcher, all around super knowledgeable meat guy. So you're not going to go to your big box store and find that cut because the butchers don't take the time to sort that out, if you will. It probably ends up in the grinder, being it's up in the front shoulder.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a value piece of meat. Right?
Very valuable.
Right, but super flavorful. And you know what? If you get nothing else from the show today, just listen for tips like that. Because you're going to find, if you want to put beef in front of your family, you're going to walk in, you're going to go, whoa, wow, the price is up. But then, you know, talk to the butcher. And it's not just Tim. He's got a fully educated staff behind the meat counter. And you tell them what you want, and dang it, if they won't lead you right to it, right?
Yep. You know, we got Father's Day right around the corner.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Great grilling day.
A couple weeks away. And the other one, you know, Jop, I've been saying this for a long, long time. In my opinion, I think the sirloin is the most underrated steak on the beef.
Right.
And it's flavorful, tender. It's a standalone steak. You don't have to marinate it like a round steak.
Right.
You know, to try to make a poor man cut into something better.
Right.
And they're just a great, great value.
Yep. And you can grill those. When I make, we made it this week. We had one of those cold nights, and Lisa's like, I want some beef stroganoff. And so it was a sirloin I pulled out of the freezer. And it was, you know what? I'll tell you, it was wrapped from your place just in the white butcher paper.
Yeah.
And I put it right in the freezer. I didn't vac seal it or anything. And I noticed it'd been in there like 3 months. Full disclosure, I defrosted the freezer and found it, and it was like a little prize.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I told Chaz last week I found 7 packs of walleye I didn't know I had, too. So, but the deep freeze, you know, big chest freezer, and it gets full, and you tend to eat off the top, and stuff, you know, floats its way to the bottom. But anyway, so it you know, that the meat wrap, it was 3 months, wasn't freezer burnt at all, but those deep freezers don't raise temperature, right? They hold temperature solid. But anyway, so that was a great cut, and we diced it up, and then just put it in a little olive oil and some garlic, and then made the rest of the stroganoff right in that pan.
And one last thing about the sirloin, it's a great value anyways. And as Teresa always says, cook once, eat twice.
Yeah.
So do extra, take the leftovers, maybe do some a little bit less done anyways.
Okay.
And strip that down and make, whether it's beef fajitas or stir fry or something like that.
Ooh, yeah.
So you've already got that grill flavor on there.
Yep.
As you warm it up, eat the stuff that's a little bit more done first.
Yep.
So there's that grilling tip. Put some on first. Wait a few minutes. Maybe after one flip, put the others on. So it's going to be less done, but it'll come off at the same time.
Yeah.
I like to grill that extra steak and then slice it the next day for a sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A little horseradish, a little good bread. You don't even need to reheat the meat.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
A little bloody, man. I'm all good.
Yeah. I hear you.
Right. Yeah. Super tasty. Super tasty. But Chaz, what's your favorite steak, man?
Usually I'm a thick cut ribeye guy.
Yeah.
I mean, thicker than most. I mean, I'm the guy that calls Tim ahead and says, hey, I need some one inchers because I want it to look really manly out there on the steak as it's grilling. I want to be able to put some real sear marks to it and stuff and still hold it at medium, medium rare.
Right.
And get me some marble in there, baby. I want time for it to melt. They get that fat just oozing out of it and stuff. And all I need to do is put a little pepper on there.
Right. If you're looking at us, we're testament to fat is flavorful because we are flavorful guys.
Well, we have X's in our shirt sizes.
Right, yeah.
And when you said the A-team, I was thinking we beat anorexia. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Every day we beat that up, yeah. But anyway, so Tim, what do you see the most people buy for steaks at the shop?
Probably overall pounds, probably the Sobey Sizzler is probably one of them.
Yep.
A higher end, we go through a lot of ribeyes and a lot of strips.
Right.
But every week, the local beef that we get, of course, there is the T-bone porterhouse, the bone-in ribeyes, or we'll save those for tomahawks.
Right.
They always go through. So.
Right. So if somebody doesn't know... why would these be these higher end steaks? Is it just the marbling, or is it it's where it comes from on the animal too? Right?
Yeah, it's both. And the flavor of the beef, that American Wagyu as they call it. So the Wagyu beef, you know, the Japanese beef.
Right.
This is it's basically a half breed.
Okay.
So they take the straws from a purebred Wagyu bull, artificially inseminated domestic cow. And it's a cross. It's a half breed.
And what does that generate?
That generates some of the qualities of the Wagyu, which is the marbling in there. And there's even a different smell and taste when you eat it.
Okay.
It's really pretty cool. The fat is more of a silky, buttery quality in your mouth than like a greasy fat.
Right. And very flavorful.
Very, very flavorful. Yep.
Right. Yeah. So that tomahawk steak, people are afraid of those a little bit. It takes a lot of grill space, first of all, and basically what it is it's about half of that rib bone is left on that steak. Is that accurate, or is it?
Other places do it that way. Ours, there's seven rib bones on a beef.
Right.
We leave each one separate, so we'll only get seven true tomahawks off a side of beef.
So those come out pretty thick, then.
They're about 2.5 inches thick.
Yeah.
And it's a roast on a stick is
right.
What it is.
Yeah. So
they might weigh 2.5 pounds.
Wow. So what I want to do, because that's a showpiece in my world, right? I mean, if you're cooking tomahawk steaks for your guests, they're pretty special people. Because first of all, a 2.5 pound chunk of meat, you're gonna split that or three way that with your guests, so you want it cooked right. But when we come back, because we're running near the end of the segment here, I want to talk about how to cook that, because I know, Chaz, you've cooked them before. Tim, you certainly have. I don't have a ton of experience with them because it's usually just Lisa and I, right? But at the end of the day, I'd like to talk about that, because that is something that I think Father's Day would be a really cool thing to do, right? You got a dad, my man piece of meat. And that'd be good to do. So you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're coming up next with a little bit of pork, but we're going to finish the beef first. So stick with us. We'll be back.